On the road to next month's college basketball madness, there are still two teams yet to be beaten, St. Joseph's and Stanford. But never mind that. It's a series of scandals that has returned college sports to the front pages of late. And joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Welcome once again, Stefan.
Hi, Robert.
The campus most in the news, of course, is the University of Colorado. There are now six allegations of sexual assault, including rape, by football players there in recent years. The coach, Gary Barnett, has been put on administrative leave. Federal and local investigations are underway. Stefan, obviously every scandal, every allegation is unique and in that sense new, but there are things about this argument out in Colorado that are not new, that are very familiar.
No, I think it boils down to this debate over whether this is a symbol of a culture in college sports or whether you've got a few bad kids spoiling it. It cuts to the core of I think, what's going on in college sports. Who's responsible for this culture, this runaway spending, this at-all-costs recruiting, athletic privilege? No one has stood up at Colorado yet and taken responsibility. The coach hasn't done it, and if these allegations are true, he's got to go. And frankly, the university president also needs to be held accountable.
That's what happened at St. Bonaventure University. The basketball program at that small school in upstate New York was placed on probation yesterday. The president there was kicked out in that scandal.
And he should have been kicked out. The NCAA concluded yesterday that most of the blame fell on the president, Robert Wickenheiser. He was directly involved in letting an academically unqualified junior college transfer student, this kid had a certificate in welding, play for the basketball team last year. And these sorts of episodes are scaring, I think, some college presidents straight. More of them attended the recent NCAA convention than they have in the past. Presidents like Gordon Gee at Vanderbilt, he folded the athletic department and he's brought it under the auspices of the administration. Another school, Jacksonville University, did the same thing this week, and more presidents are urging reform.
The NCAA president, Miles Brand, is a former college president. In fact, he was the president at Indiana University who fired Bob Knight, the basketball coach.
Right. He's got a tough job. It's akin to, I think, turning the Queen Mary around in a bathtub. He's gotten some tightening of academic standards for athletes passed. He's proposed a package of incentives and disincentives for schools to behave better. Those will be voted on in April by the NCAA. But the problem is that he can appear reactive. Last week, there was another embarrassing scandal. A football player that was being recruited by the universities of Miami and Florida not only boasted publicly about being fed lobster and steak and being shepherded around in a private plane, but he also turned out to have been arrested 10 times in 5 years. Miles Brand set up a committee to examine recruiting, but committees aren't going to get the job done. What I think we need here is a top-to-bottom overhaul of what college sports are supposed to be about.
Realistically, could anything at this point change such an ingrained culture as that of big-time athletics at big-time university programs?
Yeah, we're talking about putting the genie back in the bottle here. College sports is a multi-billion dollar enterprise. Schools are addicted to the cash from television and tickets, but we're starting to see more people stand up, faculty members, others in administration. One guy that leaps to mind is Terry Holland. He's a former basketball coach at Virginia and athletic director there. He has become an outspoken reformer. Most recently, he supported eliminating freshman eligibility to give kids a chance to acclimate to university life before getting involved in the 30 or 40 hour a week job that playing college sports is. But the real problem, I think, is that the NCAA is this membership organization, and until the members, the universities, stand up and say, we're going to change things, nothing's going to happen.
Stefan Fatsis, who speaks with us most Fridays about sports and the business of sports, thank you very much, Stefan.
Thank you, Robert.